fellowship. This is as bad as it gets. Like, this is the true us. Like, she's
getting all of it.
Oh, this is it.
Welcome
so
to.
So this is Love.
My name's Aaron.
And my name's Leslie.
And we are starting episode
124.
That's right.
You're supposed to repeat it.
124.
I know. I keep whining like he didn't last time either.
It's been so long, guys.
Since the last episode, it's been.
You did it for 100 minutes.
Take two.
124. We liked what we did.
Our French?
What?
Oui.
I did take French in high school and college, and I remember
nothing.
I took 2 years of it and didn't use it until I moved to Brownsville. Imagine that irony. At her piano recital, there was an exchange student from France.
Another foreign exchange.
Hey, Oscar. Oscar, come here.
Where are you going?
Come here, Oscar.
And you're stretching.
You're not going to get away from this one, son.
No.
Especially not now.
We had so much fun doing our last episode that we thought we would just do another one. Yeah. Like, immediately. So we are here with our friends, and there have been a new addition to our party tonight. We have Jessica. Hi.
Hi.
We have Cherie.
Hello.
We have Anne Elizabeth.
Hi.
We have the dog, Zoe. We'll speak for the dog.
She's still here. Now she's awake. She's still sitting.
We have our son, Oscar.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have Oscar's friend, Cadence with a K.
Hi.
Cadence with a K.
I know, it's so cool.
Cadence with a K.
I think, well, you all know what a podcast is, right? Y'all are young.
Young and hip and hip. Do y'all listen to podcasts? No?
No, that's way too much time invested. What are you talking about?
Well, Leslie and I have been doing a podcast since about 2018?
16.
2016. We got married in 2008. I know it's been 12 years. We've been married since 2008, and part of our story is Leslie did not like me at all.
At all.
When we met.
0%. Couldn't stand him.
Leslie.
Oh, I don't think she likes you either. She just looked at you, Oscar.
Well, it's funny because we're married now. Like, it would not be funny if we weren't married. But, she didn't like me at all, right? I was 19 when she remembers meeting me. I was 18 when I met her. And then...
She remembers?
Yeah.
Yes!
Well, he was there, but I didn't I didn't notice him.
I noticed her. I saw her. She's also 7 years older than me.
Her eyes. I love your eyes.
So she wasn't about, like, this little boy, young man who was crazy. In fact... Her and her friends wouldn't even let me hang out with them until I was 20 years old. That's right. I was 19. So for the whole rest of the year, I was just hanging out with other people. When I turned 20, I showed up at their door and I was like, hey, so I'm 20 now. Let's hang out. And then slowly over time, you know, Leslie just started to see the light. It
took a little bit. We were friends for 5 years before we dated.
But then Leslie went out of town on a trip with her friends, and the weirdest thing happened. She missed me.
I
know.
He was just my friend.
I
know. And Kids is like, what?
She bought an iron.
A
dressy thing.
I went to a funeral.
And she needed to iron her clothes. And when she bought the iron, she thought, you know what? Aaron never irons his clothes. He could use this.
He's the kid that showed up at college
and didn't know how to wash his clothes.
I did not know how to wash my clothes when I went to college.
He left the valley and went to Indiana.
For school. I loved it.
Tennis scholarship.
Mm-hmm. This one.
Did not know how to wash clothes.
What? You didn't know you played tennis?
Yes!
Yeah.
Weirdo.
So what did you do?
Well,
this is a good story. It's a good story, Cadence. Listen to what he did.
Okay, so first of all, before I did the thing, our floor's like older person, The resident assistant. My roommate went to talk to him because my side of the room smelled. Because all of my clothes were dirty. And so the resident.
And imagine he played tennis. Yeah. So imagine all the sweaty.
And he sweats a little.
No, she's joking. A lot.
I sweat a lot.
I'm sweating
so all
right
of
now.
This, like,
yes.
He actually is the clothing washer in our house.
Yep.
And so the RA comes to talk to me. He's like, hey, Aaron, so.
You stink.
You smell, and yeah, we need to take care of these things. And so I was like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, sure, yeah. So I went to the Kroger's, which is a grocery store up north in the Whiteland. And
the Kroger's. It doesn't have an
the,
S.
The Kroger's.
And I bought detergent, and I bought some of those. I bought one of those cone things that smells nice. Yeah. And I was like,
Renews
put
it.
A couple of those right. in my room. And, yes.
Did y'all not have room inspection?
No.
Oh, because my college, we had room inspection. So every Thursday night, they would come and check your room.
Not a thing.
And that's because you went to an all-boys school, you would think.
I did. And they were, like, but because it was an all-boys school, they just super chill about everything.
Okay.
Clearly. And so I also bought a basket for my clothes, because they were just in a pile somewhere. So I put my dirty clothes in a basket, and my next door neighbor, who happened to be from Germany and gay, I watched him go to...
That has nothing to do with anything.
No, I watched him go downstairs to the thing. So I went and grabbed my stuff, and I like kind of like at a good distance, I
followed
him.
So he didn't look like a creeper.
And then he was already kind of like doing this stuff. And so I took my clothes out, and I got the detergent ready as if I knew what I was doing. And then I turned to him and was like, hey, so how do you wash clothes? And he taught me how to wash clothes.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So when an exchange student from another country
came to
America to teach Aaron how to wash clothes. Yep.
Did he look at you funny?
He did, but not
but
like...
But he probably thought he was a foreign exchange student.
Because he kind of looks Asian.
Oh, no. You have to see pictures of Aaron as a teenager.
But that's not bad, because the next semester, another guy that was a couple of doors down taught me how to shave.
Oh, you didn't know how to shave?
No.
You didn't have hair?
You what?
Obviously, I have hair.
Yes, he has hair.
But no, I'd never shaved before that. Nor had I ever washed clothes.
Got it.
So you had a beard?
No.
So you didn't have hair?
I did learn a lot in college. I had like the fuzz that you get. Like, I still can't grow a real beard.
You didn't have
like
a picture of him when he was young?
I'm looking for
whoa, the video.
You didn't know how to shave until you were 18?
You did not shave until you were 18?
Correct. Nor did I need
Look, did
to
y'all
shave.
See that little... Y'all could not see that podcast audience. He literally just cut his eyes as if not shaving until you're 18 is acceptable.
It's not like a big deal. I wasn't hairy. Like,
do you shave?
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
I only shave like once a week right now.
No, I'm not saying that, but like...
But like, honestly, Aaron didn't have a whole lot of facial hair when I met him. He's always had like baby face. Not. He didn't start to grow hair until he got married.
How old do you think I am?
Well, you just said it.
That is
like 30? Oh, yeah.
31?
34? 36. Oh, so
17?
Close.
I'm about to turn 17.
I'm 30 in
February.
You're 28.
I believe it, Mom.
February 21st.
Oh,
it's coming up.
You remember that one? Don't forget.
You need to write that down. This matters. Mm-hmm. Don't be cut. What is he?
Did you see it? Not a big deal.
Does she know your birthday?
Let me tell you.
I think so.
Yes, Asian. But there's the Asian.
Listen. Look.
I need to see this.
It is okay to laugh out loud. You can laugh. It is okay. He looks like Bruce Lee.
Did you like your hair? We are currently looking at the video from
this has to go.
From Christmas 2009.
So
you married him.
Yeah.
That's love right there. She married that. Look.
Yeah, true love.
True love.
And that's what our podcast is called. So this is love.
Yes.
This is already on your So This Is Love feed.
I'll do
it. But it needs to be redone. Like, y'all need to see this. Yes, that needs to be seen.
Zoe, do you love her more now?
I'm sorry. I love
So anyway, it. That's why
did you like
our whole podcast is based on how we met, like our love story.
So from that kind of time where she bought the iron, she kept a journal.
Yeah, I started to read a journal.
The journal kind of became, it was like her time alone with God, but it also became like a relationship journal where she talked about me and how she felt about me. And
so how did she tell you that she liked you?
She didn't.
I didn't.
She did.
So then he told me first.
I told him. Well, we had been going to the same church for for a lot of years. Yeah. And so something that had been taught to me and that I had learned about like a godly relationship was that you don't say certain things before you're ready to do the next step, right? So you don't tell a girl that you like her.
She's a seven.
Or that she's a seven. Until you're ready.
He's so stressed, he's doing yoga.
Until you're ready to start a relationship, right? So I didn't tell Leslie I like you or
I have feelings for you
or anything until the night that I asked her to be my girlffriend.
So it was just random.
No.
No, because we were friends.
It was intentional.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time together.
And you asked her out.
Mm-hmm. So I talked to my pastor. I talked to a whole bunch of people, and I was like, "Look, I like Leslie. What do you guys think?" And they're like, "Well, is this in order? Are you okay? Like,
do you have a job?
If you decide to get married, can you provide for her?" And I was like, "Yes, I have a job. She has a job. We're good.
Check, check, check.
Like, I'm in a good space. She's in a good space. Like, we are in like the right area to." Enter into a relationship. So then I took Leslie out for
a smoothie
at
U-Mix. The old U-Mix.
I love U-Mix. And so we walked down to the little fountain.
I love take notes.
And we had a pretty decent conversation because there was stuff that I had dealt with, you know, before in my life that I was like, look, you need to know this about me if you're going to be serious about dating me. And so I told her, and she was just like sucking on her drink.
So I was like, what is that?
Not talking the whole time.
She was nervous.
She didn't know, but she already liked me.
I did like you. At that point.
And
there's so many years of fighting it.
and so then when I was done, I was like, so would you like to be my girlfriend? Like, and take our relationship to the next level and see where this goes. And she was like, well, yes. I know.
But she loved him in Blockbuster.
I did.
Well, it was Hollywood Video.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was 2 months later.
No.
Yes.
September. Look, when did you ask me to be your girlfriend?
June.
July, August, September. 3 months later.
There you go.
Not two. 3 months.
3 months later. We were picking up videos at Hollywood Video and...
I hope you were going to see those in the living room.
Huh? See what in the living room?
The videos.
What video?
Yeah, like we were going to watch
them. Oh, we were going to watch them at a friend's house.
At a friend's house.
In a living room.
Yes, in a living room.
Not in a bedroom.
We were never alone together.
Because bedrooms, you don't enter into until you're ready to, you know, you've been married. Like, there's a ring on it.
That's right. Zoe, you
that's right. So we were picking out a video, and Leslie's standing behind me and kind of, like, walks up into my back, and I, like, lean back into her. And I think... I love her. And she, at the same time, thinks that she loves me.
But we didn't tell each other this. I wrote it in my journal that night.
It's very cool. The whole podcast, if you go back and listen, true story, she reads an entry from the podcast. I mean, from her journal. And then they talk about it during the podcast.
Because we didn't talk. So one of the things that we decided when we got into our relationship, or he decided, because I fought it for a little bit.
A long time. She had a real
that we weren't. We were going to do the things... We weren't going to do the things that married people do. Like, we weren't going to tell each other that we loved each other. We weren't going to hug or kiss. We weren't going to hold hands. Until we were sure marriage was coming.
Yeah. And this was based on their previous relationships, too. Because
we had a lot of really bad...
mistakes.
Made a lot of bad mistakes in our own lives. Yeah.
And so, I was, like, real, like... You know, we're going to be a little bit extreme. Like, not everybody should do that, obviously. But also be really intentional in, it's really easy to build up intimacy in physical touch and not intimacy in emotional connection. And that's really what you're looking for in a long relationship, in a relationship that you're going to be in for the rest of your life.
Could you make out with anybody?
You can make out with anybody.
Yeah.
But you can't, like...
You can't connect emotionally with...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I really wanted to do when we were dating. I was like, I want to see if you this is the relationship that's going to go. And so then when at Hollywood Video, when we thought that we loved each other, Leslie was done. She's like, I'm in love. And I, being, what, how old was I, 23?
Yeah.
I was 23, and I was like, but is this love? I've never been in love before. You know, I'm 23 years old. Is that what this feels like? I have no idea. So then for, like, the whole rest of the year, I'm just like, is this love? And I asked other people who were married.
There was no Google.
There was no
Google. Google it.
Did I have Google?
You guys didn't have Google? Like, look, look. 1996, I got my first computer. So, we talked about that last podcast. Like, I really am. I'm in that middle generation. Like, mm-hmm. My parents, I have to explain memes to them. And my kids, I have to explain that literally I was there for the beginning of the, you know.
Yeah.
Right after Al Gore created it.
The internet, the inception. No, what? And I asked other married guys, I was like, so how do you know when you're in love? And they gave me the stupidest answer. They were like, you just know. You just know.
Your heart tells you.
Yeah, I don't know. And I was like, thanks for nothing, guys. And then it was December 17th.
You think all the dates, right?
Because she has everything written down letter just has it all, dates them. You ever get a letter from her, it's going to have the date.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to have underlined.
Or a card.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Kind of like that. A little extra.
Yep. It was December 17th. My friend and I were Christmas shopping, and I just dropped him off at his house. And I was at the stoplight, like, just getting on to 802 from where he lived. And it was, like, kind of gray and misty and dark at that time of year. And I was sitting at the light waiting, and I thought, I love Leslie. I'm in love. Like, I just knew. Like, there was no, this is why, or anything. Right. Like, it was just.
You just knew.
You just knew. Like,
so the guy was right.
He was right, idiots. Not, you know, like, it was true. And so I called my dad when I got back to my apartment. I was like, Dad, I'm in love.
I'm in love, I'm in love, and I don't care who knows.
And
you know where that's from?
The movie.
What movie? What movie? Movie line. Come on. You're the movie line queen.
What did that come out in?
Wait.
I don't care who knows it.
I have no idea.
Oh. Elf.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I'm saying it's from Elf.
And so my dad's birthday is on Christmas. So a week or two later, we have a surprise birthday party for him. And I tell him, oh, Dad, you know, Leslie and I want to have dinner with you and Mom. And so he's thinking, I'm going to propose. And I'm like, no, Dad, I just told you, like, the other day I'm in love. Like, I don't move that quickly. I'm sorry. But, yeah, and so then we got engaged.
How did you propose?
I proposed.
First of all, he proposed at the same place he asked me to be his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh. Took me back there. Yeah.
No.
Not humid.
Yes and no.
There's a fountain, and I don't know if it's still there. There used to be a fountain behind UMix in that little court area behind it.
Oh, yeah.
So
that
that's
one on 802.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's where he asked me to be his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so we always had a date night schedule because he was going to school and I was working. And so we always had to schedule like a night to see each other because we were so busy.
And so Saturdays at that time at our church, we had Saturday services. We were both singing there. We were playing there. And I have like a... I have like a messenger bag.
A man bag.
It has a purse.
A merch.
He has a boy purse.
And I planned it all out, but I needed a distraction. I needed like a reason to have it with me because it was like, you don't take that into the restaurant. And we went to eat at, what was it called?
Sushi place.
The sushi place.
I don't remember what it's called anymore.
It's not there anymore.
No.
So it doesn't matter. But
I'm sure it's in the journal.
Yeah, we went to eat at the sushi place, and we had been reading the Twilight series together.
Twilight?
I love that movie.
So well,
then you'll love this.
So the third book was just coming out.
Eclipse.
And in between services, I went to the mall to buy the book because I thought, you know what, like a ring in a box stands out, tends to stand out in your pocket, you know, and somebody's like, what's that? Like, why do you have that in there? So I didn't want to do that. So I was going to put it in the bag. And then, so the next thing was like, well, how do I explain the bag? I'll bring the book and I'll give it to her, you know? And then, so we went to the sushi place and the waiter was like, what would you like to have? We have all this and this. And then we also have a literal boatload
of sushi.
Of sushi. And it has like, you know,
all kinds.
It looked like it was a big boat. It literally brought a boat to our table.
And we're like, we'll take the boat.
All kinds of stuff on there.
And so then afterwards, I was like, oh, you know what? I forgot my wallet in the car. Let me go get it. And I come back with the bag. And she's like, well, what do you need the bag for? And I was like, well, I have a surprise. I have a surprise for you. And she's like, okay.
Did you know this was coming?
No, absolutely no idea.
That's the point. and so then I was like, well, let's go to the fountain. Oh, no. She brings it up herself.
Yeah, because I was like, hey, I want to go to the fountain before we leave. Because the fountain was like, where he asked me to be his girlfriend.
Because then, like, it's not, like, all obvious. I want to go to the fountain. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
So she's like, can we go to the fountain? I was like, yes, we can go to the fountain. Definitely. So then I
paid for our really expensive dinner.
We thought it was, like, $30. It was $30 a person.
Yeah.
For the boat.
And for being the age that we were.
Yeah, that was
we weren't
expensive.
Getting paid a lot. Like, no. That was a lot of money.
Yeah. I give her the book and she's like, oh, nice and cute or whatever. And so I put, as I'm grabbing the book, I get the ring, the box in and put it next to me. So it's like right there. And you know, like we mentioned, we didn't say, I love you. I didn't tell her she was beautiful. Like none of that.
For 11 months.
Because.
We didn't touch each other or say any of those things to each other.
And we didn't talk about our future. You know, it wasn't like, oh, when we have kids or when we get married. Like, none of that because like, we wanted to live now. You don't want to build a life that
may or may not happen
until you put a ring on it. You know? Like,
well, and biblically, because that whole don't awaken love too soon. Yes. Because then you're investing in those things.
Yes.
And then when it doesn't happen, then that's when that heartbreak and all that.
And that's when you don't protect their heart.
Right.
Or yours. And then you're just devastated if it ends. You know? So, no. And so then we were sitting there, and I started to tell her about the Twilight series, right? About how, like, Edward
how
just...
How the characters of the book were similar to us.
Yes, because Leslie's
except
really
that
clumsy.
Except that he wasn't a vampire.
And, like, there were times where, you know, I'm like, I can read your mind. Like, I know what you're thinking. And then I told her, you know, Edward tells Bella, like, she's... his life now, like he's in love with her, and so I was telling Leslie that I was like, "You're my life now, and I love you." And she's like, "I love you too."
But my first thought was like, "Are you allowed to say that to me?"
But I don't care. I'm gonna break the rules too.